Yo, that Teddy Riley Babyface battle last night was incredible. Epic, man. Now, Babyface got some joints, man. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of classics. But, yo, Teddy Riley, I grew up to that shit. You know what I mean? Growing up in New York, like 1989, 90, we used to go to this spot called the Red Parrot. Now, the Red Parrot was a fly joint, R&B club. You had to be fly to get in there. You know what I'm saying? No sneakers, none of that shit. You had to have shoes, slacks, fly shirt. Where we used to go to the spot called Century 21 by Wall Street to get all the fly clothes and all of that. Gaultier, Moschino before. I mean, we was rocking all that shit, you know what I mean? Back in the days, man. And we used to go to the Red Parrot and we seen De La Soul in there. They used to always be in the Red Parrot. De La Soul was always in the Red Parrot. We was always in the Red Parrot. And I remember, groove me, baby. Tonight, I mean, yo, that shit was rocking in there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I remember. The Red Parrot, what God was, yo, they records was rocking that shit. You know what I'm saying? So one day we in a Red Parrot, and De La Soul walk in. You know, we got the ill haircuts. They got the ill haircuts. This one hip hop was eccentric. You know what I mean? This one, the Jungle Brothers, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, the Native Tongue was running shit, you know what I mean? Hip-hop was eccentric. Everybody was rocking big beads, wood beads and shit. Word up. You know, the gold chain era kind of faded out, you know what I mean? Slick Rick, Rakim, EPMD, the gold chain era kind of faded out. Everybody was rocking beads, you know what I'm saying? And Guy, Teddy Riley, they had this shit rocking at the same time, you know what I mean? On an R&B level. So we used to go to the Red Parrot, and I remember this shit one day. De La Soul walks in the club. They got the ill haircuts and shit. You know, we got the ill haircuts too, me and my man Big DS, because I used to work in the barbershop. So shit, my hair had the ill parts of my shit. My hair was red, white, and blue one time. Word up, man. Before Tekashi 6ix9ine, all that shit. Man, we did all that shit, man, growing up as kids, man. And Big DS, he had the flat top. His flat top was way iller than Kid and Play. His shit was like 12 inches and the top was like a tree or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit was crazy with the designs on the side. So De La Soul, they walks in the club, the Red Parrot. And me and Big DS and shit, we standing there. We see them walk in. And it's like face to face. De La Soul looking at us and we looking at them. And Big DS says, yo, you think they hair is iller than ours? I'm like, hell no, we got the ill shit, man, you crazy? So De La Soul looking at our hair, we looking at their hair and shit. This shit was like a haircut battle. Word up, man, who had the illest shit? But yeah, man, listening to God, I grew up on that shit. And then we used to go to this club called The Powerhouse, The Building, you know what I mean? And that shit was a real hip-hop spot. And God produced this record, I ain't even know, you know what I'm saying? So I did my research, a record called Rap's New Generation, Generation. Rap's New Generation, Generation. That shit used to be rocking at the Building, you know what I'm saying? Word up. That's the first time I met Guru and Primo, man. Word up, at the Building. First time I seen Leaders of the New School at the Building, Powerhouse. Now that shit used to be rocking. And Teddy Riley had that shit popping. Word up, man, with that New Generation record, man. Shit, I didn't even know Teddy Riley did the show for Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh. I didn't even know that shit. Word, man. So, yo, man, salute to Teddy Riley, man. I grew up in that shit. You know what I mean? Definitely part of hip-hop. Yo, I'm just still glad to be here representing. Still glad to witness that battle last night. That shit was dope, man. Straight up, man. So, holla.